We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year.
I think you're wasting your time knocking there, pal. It's a flaming telephone box.
Did you hear the one?
I did.
I'll tell you another.
Okay.
Did you hear the one about the Irish Father Christmas? He spent 2 weeks climbing down a chimney and found himself at the bottom of a well.
And welcome once again to the Hammersmith Palais for the Formation Dancing Finals. You join us just in time to see the East-West Midlands Jacques Cousteau Formation Dancing.
Around the world I've searched for you.
I was only at me movers.
And the very latest theatrical success opened in Portsmouth last night. It's a cross between Hello Dolly and Sailor Beware. And it's called...
Hello Sailor.
You're beginning to get right up my nose, you are.
And back here at the Formation Dancing Finals, things are really hotting up. As onto the floor come the North-South Midlands Devonshire Milkmaids Formation Dancers.
Boom, 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 silly-bom, yambo.
Boom, 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 silly-bom, yambo.
Silly-bom, silly-bom, billy-bom, yambo.
Billy-bom, silly-bom, billy-bom, yambo.
Billy-bom, 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 yambo.
Billy-bom, 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 yambo.
Bim-bim, billy-bom, bim-bim, yambo.
Bim-bim, bim, bim, billy-bom, yambo.
In bim kili bom bim kili bom bom kim bam bili bom 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 yamo na bolum bam ki ba piambo.
Yamo.
And back here at the Formation Dancing Finals, the excitement is really mounting, as on to the floor come the West-South Midlands Short-Sighted Blacksmith Formation Dancers. He was a great baker with a wig. I remember one Christmas, he was up all hours baking for Christmas trade. We never saw him for 3 days. He lived in that bakery. He must have used tons of currants and raisins. I've never seen as much confectionery in all my life. But as he used to say, Christmas only comes but once a year and you've got to cash in on it. That was the year we went bankrupt. Silly devil had made up cross buns.
I laugh when I want to, I cry when I want to, I freeze a fish in the sea. We are the Grumbleweed.
1249. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year. Oh, I am silly. It's my own house.
Here we go. How's about that then, guys and girls? Now, look who's here, the one and only Mr. Wilf Gasmus Grimshaw.
Hello, Yui.
Now then, Wilf, old son. Now then, what I'd really like to know is what you're doing here on this fabulous, fabulous Christmas show.
And the compare.
What fabulous news. That is absolutely knockout, as it happens, that you are the actual compare of the one and only Grimbleweed's Christmas show.
Yeah.
Tell me, old son, who are the actual guests on the show?
Well, we've got Roy Cattle.
That is fantastic, as it happens.
But there is a snag.
And what's that, Wilf, old son?
He hasn't brought Emu.
I'm sorry, Wilf, I think you're mistaking him for Rod Hull.
Who?
No, Rod Hull. He's the actual man who has Emu.
Well, why doesn't he give him back to Roy?
Never mind, Wilf, forget it, Olson. Tell us, Wilf, who else is on the show?
Les Dawson.
Wonderful.
but unfortunately, he won't be doing any record breaking.
Now, just a minute, Wilf. Hold it just a minute there, Olson. Now then, stop the show. I think you are mixing him up with Roy Castle.
Who?
Roy Castle.
I've heard that name before.
Yes, Wilf Olson. That's the fella you mistook for Rod Hull.
But who did I mistake for Les Dawson?
Roy Castle.
I've heard that name before. Isn't he the fella I mistook for Rod Hull?
As it happens, Wilf, yes.
Well, why is he going round calling himself Les Dawson?
Why are you going round calling himself Les Dawson?
I don't know, I'm lost.
Silly lord, the main thing is, Wilf Olson. Knock out. Listen, the main thing is, Les Dawson is Les Dawson, and Roy Castle is Roy Castle.
Well, who's Emu then?
But it doesn't matter, as it happens, Wilf, because would you believe your actual Emu isn't on the show?
Are you sure?
Absolutely, Wilf.
Well, who's that behind you?
Dear Lord, it is the one and only Rod Hull and Emu. May I say what a surprise it is to see you, Rod.
Thank you very much, yes, we just came out here to wish you all a Merry Christmas, didn't we?
That is a fabulous, fabulous knockout as it happens. Come on, Wilf, Olson, say hello to Emu.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Goodness gracious, you couldn't say. Look, why don't you want to, Wilf?
I don't like him.
You shouldn't have said that, Wilf.
No, I don't like him. He's ugly.
He's very nice once you get to know him, Wilf.
Well, I think he's ugly and he smells and I don't like him and I'd rather have a turkey.
Wilf Olson, what's the matter, Olson?
He swallowed me gas mask.
Do not worry about it, Olson. Don't worry about it. You can always get another one.
Yeah. But my head's still inside it.
This way, this way to Santa's fairy grotto. Come on, kiddies. Come and see Santa and his grotty. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. This way to Santa's fairy grotty.
All right, who's next?
Hello, Santa Claus.
Right, get on me knee, you spotty-faced little wretch. And you can take your eyes off Fairly Good Body. She's mine, pal. Get it? Is that your auntie who's brought you?
Yeah.
Ugly old bag. I've got a better-looking dog. Right, now, what are you hoping for?
Well, I'd like a Wonder Woman.
So would I, pal. Next.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Ooh, blimey. Another little honour. Look at it. Frankenstein in short trousers. All right, big conk. Get on my knee.
Can I pull you with two?
You lay one finger on me, pal, and I'll rip your windpipe out. I'm warning you, don't mess about with me, or you'll need two ambulances. One for you, and one for your innards. Now, what do you want for Christmas?
You're standing on me foot!
I know, I can't reach your head. What do you want for Christmas?
I'll leave it up to you.
Right, you're having a chessboard.
I wanted a jigsaw.
You're having a chessboard.
I wanted a jigsaw!
There you are, you've got a flaming jigsaw. Next.
Hello, Mr. Santa Claus. Is there a chance of one of them videotape recorders?
It's as good as yours.
Thank you very much, Santa.
My pleasure. Right, off you go, son. And when you get home, tell your mum I'll be late home for my tea.
Sorry about that, Vicar. I didn't think that Christmas pudding agreed with me.
One, two, on, two, three, four. Good King Wenceslas,
go. Just a minute, Will Fossil. Jimmy here, the gaffer, would like to know if you've sorted out the gas for this one and only fabulous Christmas show yet.
Yes. I've been thinking very hard about what you say. And as far as I can work it out, and I could be wrong, Roy Castle is Roy Castle.
Fabulous.
I thought you'd be pleased.
But now tell us, Wolf, who is our first guest?
You're not going to believe this, but I've forgotten.
I don't believe it, Austin. Now look, I'll give you a clue. His name is Roy Castle.
Can you give me a better clue?
Heavenly Lord, goodness gracious, Wilful Son, it's Roy Castle.
Oh, that Roy Castle. Oh, I like him, and I've worked ever so hard writing a special introduction for him with words and everything.
Well, that's exactly what we're all waiting to hear, old son. So off you go, and give him a big, fantastic build-up.
Yeah, right, I will. Here he is, Roy Castle.
Thank you, Will. He's a lovely fella, isn't he? Just wish me a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Gas Mask. Anyway, Happy Christmas to you. And I've had a smashing time so far.
All right, then, Norbert. It's us. No.
No, I don't think it's going to last much longer.
Hurry up, Sheridan. It's Norman.
I'm coming, Hillary. Great to see you, Norm. And a very happy Christmas.
Yeah, a very happy Christmas.
I've told him, son. I've just told him.
Yeah, well, the same to you. I see you brought Sheridan's granny with you.
Yeah, well, we had to, really, no. She got fed up sitting on top of the Christmas tree.
There we are, the Christmas tree.
All right, Marigold. We've had that all Christmas, though. I think there was too much brandy in the pudding.
And tell him why we're here.
Oh, you'll like this, no.
You want to bet?
We thought, seeing as how it's a season of goodwill to all men, you'd let us sing a carol.
Okay, okay. Have you a suitable seasonable offering in mind?
I've got a belter. June is busting out of the oven! Hold it, Shed, hold it, son. His clock's a bit slow now.
Look, do you know the 12 days of Christmas?
Who doesn't know?
Good. No messing about.
As if we would.
Right. After three, then. One, two, three.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, a partridge in a pear tree.
Hang on, hang on. On the second day of Christmas, my true love said to me. I was aware there, wasn't I?
What's the matter?
Well, it's stupid. I mean, who the heck sends somebody a partridge in a pear tree at Christmas?
Who the heck sends one at any time?
My father-in-law sent me a frozen chicken last July.
But it wouldn't be in a flipping tree, would it?
Look, it's a traditional song, OK?
I always get a pair of socks.
I'm not interested. You want to sing a song? This is it. People have sung it for years and never questioned it. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
How the heck do you wrap them up?
Wrap what up?
A partridge in a pear tree. When you're giving someone it for Christmas, how did he wrap it up?
You put the partridge in a box with holes in.
Yes, but how can you wrap up a tree?
You send them an acorn and tell them to grow their own. Right, now let's carry on.
What's next, no?
Two turtle doves.
Hey, we can put them in the same box as the past.
But you'd have to make some more holes.
They might breed. I wonder if they'd call it a turtridge.
So, do you want to sing this song or not?
Of course we do not.
Right. It's a partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, and don't go away because we have three French hens coming up in a minute.
You'll have to go in a separate box.
Why?
Foreigners.
Look, it's a traditional song about a man giving gifts to his true love.
Yeah, but the way things are going, he's not going to see her for feathers. Can't he send us something else?
I like Easter eggs.
She's right, Norm. She loves her Easter eggs, does Marigold.
All right, then we'll make it an Easter egg in a fancy box.
Will it have holes in?
Will what have holes in?
The box.
No, but somebody's head might have if he doesn't shut up.
I wonder who he means.
Right, right, after three now. One, two, three.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, I need a rag in a fancy box.
Hold it, hold it.
Oh, what's the matter now? Well, it does do a daft norm, sending an Easter egg at Christmas. I mean, you only give people Easter eggs at Easter.
Well, why don't we make it Easter then?
Oh, okay, anything, so long as we sing the song.
Great.
Right. After three. One, two, three.
On the first day of Easter, my true love sent to me an Easter egg in a fancy box.
Without holes in.
Okay, now what can we send on the second day of Easter?
They sent me a rapey man. Hey, I could just eat a hot cross bun.
Okay, two hot cross buns it is. One, two, three.
On the second day of Easter, my true love said to me, two hot cross buns and an Easter egg in a fancy box.
Without holes in.
Will you shut up?
It's no good, Norm. Easter's not working. Let's try August Bank Holiday Monday.
Okay, right. Anything, so long as we get it done. Because it's a beautiful song.
No.
What is it?
Did you ever get in the charts?
No. Why?
I just wondered.
Okay, August Bank Holiday Monday it is. Ready? One, two, three.
On August Bank Holiday Monday, my true love said to me,
nothing.
Why not? There's no.
Because on August Bank Holiday Monday, all the shops are shut.
Right.
minuscule Christmas party, Roy? Are you coming, Roy? Minuscule Christmas party, Roy?
No.
Why, Roy? Why aren't you coming to the school Christmas party? I say, why aren't you coming?
I've been a naughty boy.
Oh, Roy. What did you do that was naughty? What did you do, Roy, that was naughty?
Me and me man bought Dad an electric razor for Christmas.
That's not naughty, Roy. That's nice. What did you do that was naughty, Roy?
I've been playing with it.
Oh, Roy. Didn't your dad let you play with his electric razor, Roy?
No. Neither did the cat.
Oh, Roy. What did you do to the cat, Roy? I said, what did you do to the cat?
I shaved it. I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
Oh, poor Tiddle. I said poor Tiddle.
We don't call it Tiddles now. We call it Kojak.
What else did you do that was naughty, Roy?
I made the Christmas dinner for me mum and dad. They fell asleep, so I made the dinner for them.
What did you make, Roy? What did you make, Christmas dinner?
Well, first, I made tomato soup in the pressure cooker.
Hey, that sounds good, Roy. What did it taste like, Roy?
I don't know. We haven't scraped it off the ceiling yet.
What else did you do, Roy?
And then I did the turkey, but I couldn't find the stuffing.
What did you stuff the turkey with then, Roy?
Semolina pudding.
Oh, Roy. Oh, Roy.
And then for afters, I did Christmas pudding and custard.
Oh, I love custard, Roy. I love lots and lots and lots of custard.
Well, I made lots and lots and lots of custard. In fact, I made so much, I couldn't find a dish big enough.
What did you put it in then, Roy? I said, what did you put the custard in?
Me mum's new handbag.
Absolutely fabulous. That was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he's great, is Les Dawson.
Hello, Miss Piggy.
Oh, Crummy, sweetness of my life. Can you help me, my precious?
Like, depends on what you want.
If the fairy lights on the Christmas tree, Crummy, they won't turn on.
Yeah, no problem, Miss Piggy. It must be a bulb loose. All I have to do is go along the wire, tightening up the bulbs like so. That's one, and that's two, that's three, and that's...
Stupid, dumb, electric fried frog.
The little green devil. Maybe fairy on top of the tree jump out of her tights.
Hello, kiddies. Yes, once again it's me. Once again, your old friend Uncle Rubbish. Bringing you once again the programme you've asked for once again. Yes, it's time for toy time, and as we say once again, it's toy time time. Now, as you know, toy time is for tiny tots. So let's sing our little tiny tots toy time song so that everybody will know it's tiny tots toy time time.
It's time for tiny tots time time once again. Oh, it's time for tiny tots toy time once again. Yes, it's time. It's time for tiny tots time. It's toy time for tiny tots. Oh, the tiny tots toy time is once again the tiny tots toy baby.
There, wasn't that exciting? Shall we do it again? No, perhaps not. Now, kiddies, let's open once again the Tiny Tots Toy Time Toy Cupboard and see who's inside this week. Hello. Is there anybody inside the Tiny Tots Toy Time Toy Cupboard?
You're getting right up my toy time nose, you are, pal.
Oh, look. It's Uncle Nasty. He's dressed as a tin soldier in the Tiny Tots Toy Time Cupboard. Let's tread on him. Shall we do it again? No, perhaps not. Now, who else is in the Tiny Tots Toy Time Toy Cupboard? Aha! It's Cuddles the teddy bear. Everybody loves Cuddles because he's so lovable and gentle and kind-hearted. Hello, Cuddles. Oh dear. Cuddles has slammed the door on my fingers. Never mind, they're only broken. Good old Cuddles. He does like his little joke. Shall we do it again? No, perhaps not. Now, kiddies, let's open the other Tiny Tots Toy Time Toy Cupboard and see if Fluffy Dolly's at home. Hello. It looks as though Fluffy Doll has a little visitor. Hello, little visitor. What are you and Fluffy Doll doing in the Tiny Tots Toy Time Toy Cupboard?
Knickers. Get him off! Get him off! Put new life into you! He's going to give you some runs with the old house of powder! Ooh! If you've got another better! A big bum! Big bum! Get it all you can! I don't care if the stars, but I'll break your leg! I'll get that!
Good King Winslow, thank yourself.
Goodness gracious, are you still at it, Wolf Folsom?
Yeah. Do you think it'll catch on?
Now, listen to Jimmy. Just to remind you, these next guests are from the show with 10 legs.
Pardon?
Well, that's the name of the show, Wilfred. Oh, it is called the show with 10 legs because there are 5 people in it, and if there's 10 legs, Wolf, there must be 5 people.
Not necessarily. It could be 2 sheepdogs and a traffic warden.
Never mind those sons. Oh, dearie me. Never mind those sons. Jimmy here will introduce them. Guys and gals, how's about a fabulous, fabulous welcome to Eddie Braben and the show with 10 legs?
this house. If I don't find any warmth and compassion here, I'll lose faith in humanity.
Christmas is coming, geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, help me will do. If you haven't got a help me,
I might as well go home because I'm wasting my time here. I know, I'll pretend to be an old man and I might get some sympathy.
Yes?
Carol Singer.
You shouldn't live here.
I'm a Carol Singer.
20p.
I've only got 10.
That'll do. Thanks very much.
Precious, who was that at the door?
Some old. Oh, cock, he's singing. Oh, Carol, he gave me 10p. He gave you 10p. You're supposed to pay him, Tommy.
The poor man. We can't leave him outside. Haven't you got anywhere to go for Christmas?
Haven't got anybody. But little does she know that I'm an eccentric millionaire who's fed up with the jet-set phonies and just wants to spend Christmas with a normal, happy, working-class family. I'm all alone.
You come on. Haven't you got anywhere to go for Christmas?
Haven't got anybody. But little does she know that I'm an eccentric millionaire who's fed up with the jet-set phonies and just wants to spend Christmas with a normal, happy, working-class family. I'm all alone.
You come on in and have a warm by the fire. Ah, that's better than being out in the cold. These are my three lads, Precious and Bunchy. Bunchy, get the old man a drink.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
Then get lost.
Ah, he looks upset. What have we got left to give him?
That lettuce looks nice and crisp and green.
That's the boiled ham.
Have one of my homemade mince pies.
Yeah. If you've got to go, that's as good a way as any.
Bunchy, Bunchy. Fetch the cheese.
Right. Ear, mouse.
Bunchy, show a bit of understanding.
It's nice to see a family all spending Christmas together.
I'm happy with Precious and Bunchy, my three lads. Do you want to see what they bought me for Christmas? Now, isn't that beautiful?
It's a very nice floor cloth.
And they bought me these beads. Oh, the beads is broke.
I thought the custard was lumpy.
Bunchy, son, give the fire a poke.
It's electric.
I know. When they were little, we had some lovely Christmases in this house. There was Precious, Bunchy and our Bianca. Four lovely children. Bunchy, do you remember our Bianca in the Christmas concert at school? She was on the harp.
6 pints of it, we had to carry her home.
Let's have some Christmas festivities. Precious, crackers.
I don't care. I'm happy.
Pull that cracker with the man.
Right.
It's all very jolly.
Paul! Hey, there's a joke in this. It says, what is a kangaroo? What is a kangaroo? A Scotsman locked in the bathroom.
It's the nicest Christmas I've had in years. I must go now.
Precious Bunchy, we can't let a poor old man go out in the cold at Christmas.
Ah, you see, I'm not a poor old man. I'm an eccentric millionaire.
He's an electric millionaire.
For the first time ever, I found warmth, compassion and understanding. I think you're the kindest people I've ever met. And I'm going to show my gratitude by giving you half of my fortune.
Great!
No.
No? But only one...
You're very kind. But if you gave us all that money, we wouldn't be the same. We wouldn't be the happy family we are now. I've always said, money doesn't buy wealth. Thanks all the same.
I understand. And thank you for restoring my faith in humanity. Just one thing before I go.
Yes?
Could I have me 10p back?
thank you. The show is 10 legs knockout.
And here are some late non-league football results. Bowness 1, Bowlegs 2. Now you can pack in laughing because this is serious. Felix Stowe 6, Pidgey Stowe 10. I said pack it in. Right? Now, Rugby Union. London Barbarians 12, Manchester Hooligans 150.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas wouldn't be complete without the traditional speech to the nation from the head of the airwaves. Over now to our live outside broadcast microphones and our commentator on the spot.
And welcome to an incredible scene outside Broadcasting House. I've never seen so many people. Some, I believe, have been sleeping on the pavements for weeks just for a chance to touch or even catch a glimpse of our great... Yes, I can see movement behind the window, and yes, here he comes onto the balcony of Broadcasting House. And just listen to that reception.
Greetings, my people. Yes, it's me, your hero, and mine, Terry Wogan. Speaking to you now, on this Christmas, from the Trethowan home for the bewildered. You ask, what is our leader doing this Christmas? I'll probably go down to the blank. Have a few blanks, and get blankety blank. And who the Sam Hill or the Grumbleweeds, anyway? They get right up my nose, pal. Blankety-blanks, what you want. More of it. Every day, every hour on the hour. More blankety-blanks.
He got right up my nose, he did, pal.
You know, I thought Nora Batty looked particularly repulsive this morning.
She's not at her feminine best when she's scrubbing the front step.
Yeah, well, what's the matter with you? She's beautiful, is Nora Batty, a vision of loveliness.
She looked revolting. It made me feel proud to be a man.
I watch her scrubbing that step every Saturday morning. It's better than swap shop.
I'm not exactly a Noel Edmonds fan, but he'd get my vote any day over Nora Batty.
You're all jealous because she fancies me, aren't you?
I wouldn't mind so much if she wore trousers.
What are you talking about if you've got it? Flaunting. I hope she likes the Christmas present I've bought for her. It's an article of clothing.
Well, let's just hope it's a balaclava that she can wear back to front.
Well, come on, that man. You can't leave us hanging in suspense. Aren't you going to tell us what you've bought her?
No point. If you're going to be watching her next Saturday morning scrubbing her step, you'll see for yourself.
I'd like to do one of his poems. Thank you. I had a smashing party in our house the other night. I invited 20 fellas, so I knew I'd do all right. And when we started playing games, I was in great demand. The once or twice with Tommy Brown, I had to slap his hand. And then there was a shy boy who I thought was rather frail. But in Postman's Nook, he took me out. And he proved a first-class male.
And we've just heard that an Irishman has invented a device for looking through brick walls. He's called it a window.
Excuse me, pal.
Oh, yes, yes.
What's the price of a cheap day return to Scarborough?
Ah, Scarborough, no. That's £4.50.
How much will it cost to go second class on a Saturday to Euston?
Second class, Euston, that's £12.85.
What's the difference in price between a single to Barnsley and a cheap day return to Sheffield?
Now then, that's how that is dropped. That'll be £1.20.
How much is a single on a Sunday in a sleeper with a motorcycle to Potter's Bar?
Oh, yes, sir. Now that'll be £24.75.
What would be the exact cost of a special excursion to the Lake District, setting off on a Saturday morning from Staley Bridge? I've started, so I'll finish.
Simmer down, Will Fulstrom, simmer down, because you are going to fix it for Jimmy to listen to one of my favourite entertainers.
Oh, you want me to sing?
No, I didn't mean that, Will. As it happens, no. Jimmy here, the gaffer, didn't actually mean that, because as it happens, I am talking about our next guest star.
Because I've learnt to sing some lovely Christmas songs.
Yeah, I'm sure you have, Will, but as it happens...
I'm dreaming of a white gas man.
That is knockout.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Gas Man.
Fabulous.
The Holly and the Gas Man.
That is wonderful. This may surprise you, Will Folsom, but Jimmy here would actually rather listen to our fabulous guest.
You see, I've learnt all these new songs for me pantomime.
Dear Lord, you were actually doing a one and only pantomime.
Yes.
Now, this is fabulous news, would you believe? Now, tell us, Wills, what is the actual title of this pantomime?
Goldilocks and the Free Gas Mask.
Knockout.
Who's been sleeping in my gas mask? Said Mummy Bear. Who's been eating porridge in my gas mask? Said Daddy Bear.
And who's going to get a stick here if he doesn't shut up? Said Jimmy the Gaffer.
I don't remember that line.
Well, Folsom, the ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals, want to know who the next guest is.
And so do I.
I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals, let's have a fabulous clap, clap, clap for the one and only, would you believe? Mr. Les Dawson.
I sat at the bottom of my garden, and I gazed upwards in awe at the sight of the vast celestial canopy of infinite space. I caught my breath at the parade of the glistening stars, glistening like pieces of quicksilver thrown carelessly off the black velvet. With profound wonderment, I watched the soaring passage of the waxen moon, riding like a yellow chariot across the heavens towards the black abyss, wherein the feathered bolts of Jupiter and Mars hang forever festooned in their orbital majesty. Suddenly from out of the shimmering sky I saw a sledge, and sitting on it the merry rubicund figure of Father Christmas, handling with great skill the reins streaming from the snorting reindeer team. Father Christmas jumped down and came running towards me. Hello, he said. And he seemed somewhat agitated. I found my tongue, which had been in my mouth all the time, and I said, are you really Father Christmas? He said, yes. I've come from Toyland, and it's a long way from Earth. I've been sat on that sledge for over 8 light years. I said, welcome, oh beloved one. What can I do for you? He said, can I use your toilet? I must say that I like the festive season. You can always tell when it's Christmas. The television is full of summer adverts for pontins. It's a time for people to get together. For the last 7 years now, every Christmas Day, the wife's mother has been to our house for Christmas dinner. This year we're having a change. We're going to let her in. I don't really mind her coming at Christmas, it's just that she arrives in April. Last year saw a typical family get-together at our house. The wife's mother was the first to turn up. I saw her lurching down the garden path in a fur coat with so much mascara under her eyes she looked like a giant panda with dropsy. The wife said, "Mother's here, how would you like to speak to her?" I said, "Through a spiritualist." Just behind her, laden with luggage, was the father-in-law. I feel sorry for him. He's so thin he can get into a new shirt without taking the pins out. Mother-in-law got drunk and started singing all the songs she'd learned as a stormtrooper. The wife stood under the mistletoe waiting for someone to kiss her, and she was still there at Lent. So if you're passing, don't hesitate to call. Always remember this at Christmas, our front door's always open. We can't shut the damn thing.
Christmas is the time for the family. And so I am talking to an ordinary, everyday British family to find out just what the festive season means to them. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Despot. Tell me, just what does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, it's a time of jollity.
Jollity.
Laughter.
Laughter. Gay abandon.
Oh, yes.
It's time to let your hair down.
Wash your socks.
Well, of course, we do have presents.
Yes, we love presents.
Oh, we love them. He gave me a lovely book. Illustrated, it was. All in colour.
Colour. Encyclopedia of Medieval Torture.
And I gave him a set of solid silver screws.
Oh, screws? You mean for your workshop?
No, for my thumb.
My goodness, yes. Yes, well, they are rather unusual presents. Yeah, but what about the ordinary things? You know, holly, mistletoe.
Oh, we never have holly in the house.
No, no never.
No.
Just bunches of garlic flowers.
Well, to celebrate Christmas?
No, keep her mother out. Well, we don't have mistletoe either.
Oh, no, it starts everybody kissing.
Everybody kissing. And her mother goes for your neck.
yes, sir. Yes, I see.
They had mistletoe at me Aunt Morbida's, and mother kissed everybody's neck.
Everybody's neck. After the party, they all said they felt quite drained.
Yeah, especially. Especially Cousin Mary.
Oh, yeah. Your mother does like a Bloody Mary.
Oh, hey, I've just remembered. That was the party when Mother brought the homemade Christmas crackers.
Christmas crackers,
yes. Yes. Yes.
She made them with gunpowder.
Gunpowder, that's right, yes.
Blew your uncle's paper hat off.
Oh, we have a lovely funeral Boxing Day.
Do you mean he died from shock when his paper hat blew off?
No.
No?
When his paper hat blew off, he's had a few minutes.
It almost ruined the party.
Yes, we have to go out and buy some more crackers.
Well, fortunately, Uncle's harmonium wasn't damaged, so we were able to have our festive things on.
Oh, our knees up.
Yes.
We sang Death, Where Is Thy Sting?
Oh, and our favourite bit of On Ilkley Moor,
yes.
Then worms will come and eat thee. Would you like a glass of homemade wine?
Oh, well, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, compliments of the season.
Yes. Her mother made it. With elderberry and hemlock. Oh.
Tonight, let us all join in this auspicious occasion, this wonderful time of the year, to sing the old carols. And you all know this one. That's the idea. Don't keep together. Can't all be professional. Well, you all seem a bit shy there, but I'm sure you all join in on the last one. Jingle bells.
Thank you, the one and only, Mr. Les Dawson. Fabulous.
We interrupt this programme with a fog warning. It's going to be foggy.
Come on, lad.
I'll give you one more chance. And if you don't laugh at this one, I'll personally rip out all your gizzards, and I mean it. It'll be a fleet of ambulances to the BBC hospital for rotten audiences. Right? Stand by. We've just heard that a Scottish football supporter has crossed a rattle with a set of bagpipes. And he got a rat bag.
Do you know? He was getting right up my gas mask, he was, pal.
Now, at this special time of the year, a major breakthrough in radio communication as we link up live with our satellite to bring you Christmas greetings from all over the world. Are you there, Singapore?
Hello?
Hello, Singapore. Are you receiving me?
Hello?
Hello, Singapore. We're hearing you loud and clear.
Hello?
What is your message, Singapore?
Hello? I can hear you now. I've been ages getting through. What's happened to the taxi I ordered for my sister?
I'm sorry, we seem to have got a cross line.
I rang you 2 hours ago. She's at 23B Marketplace, Huddersfield.
I'm sorry about this, listeners. We seem to have cut in on someone who's expecting a taxi cab.
No, she's expecting a baby. Anytime now.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm trying to contact Singapore.
But she can't wait for one to come from there.
I'm sorry, sir. Let's try line number two, where we hope to speak to President Mazzy Wazzy Bango, and let's hope he speaks English. Are you there, President Mazzy Wazzy Bango?
Thank you, Frank, and Christmas greetings. Christmas greetings to Great Britain. Here we are getting ready for our floodlit facility downtown. The referee's the West Dog from Whitehaven. He's a big lad. You've probably seen him on G-Star Sunshots. It's a knockout. when he sent off two or three, I hope we're not laughing enough in the mini marathon.
Well, that's quite obvious that President Mazzy Wazzy Bango doesn't speak English.
I still there, Great Britain. I'm sorry, because I've got a few words there from my Prime Minister. I'd like to say a few words.
Certainly. Go ahead, Prime Minister.
Hello? Is that taxi on its way yet?
Will you get off the line, sir? We haven't got much time.
Well,
neither have my sister.
Yeah, great. Now listen, let's try and make contact with Italy and go over to a convent in the Tuscan Hills. Come in, Mother Superior. Why can't I hear you, Mother Superior?
She's having a baby.
What? What was that?
She's 10 months pregnant. Can you send that taxi quick?
Oh, no, it's you again, is it? Look, I'm trying to go around the world.
Well, if you pass in the hospital, can you drop it off?
Come in, Australia. Hello, is that you, Sydney?
No, it's me, Brian.
Sydney, Australia.
No, it's Brian Illingworth.
Come in, India. Hello, India, can you help me?
I don't think she'll go on an elephant.
Anybody, come in, anybody. Hello, anybody.
This is Peter Wheeler with the marks of the Manchester journey. Benny Bennett, 12.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
All right, then. 10.
I'm going out of my mind. This is stupid. Isn't there anybody out there who can send us a Christmas message? Come in, anybody.
Hello? Can you cancel that taxi, please?
You have been listening to The Grumbleweeds Christmas Party, starring The Grumbleweeds, Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin, and their special guest stars, Roy Castle, Les Dawson, Rod Hull and Emu, and Terry Wogan. Also appearing in the show were Eddie Braben, David Casey, Jacqueline Clark, Colin Edwin, Daphne Oxenford, Alison Steadman, Peter Wheeler, and Eli Woods. And if you think I've finished, you're wrong, because you're never going to believe this, but the show was written by James Casey, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, and Ron McDonald. Eddie Braben wrote The Turpin Family, and Incidental Piano was provided by Brian Fitzgerald. And if I've got enough breath left, the whole show was produced in Manchester by Mike Craig and James Casey. And after all that, Happy New Year, folks.